And over the next few breaths, make your way up to the top of your mat. Bring the big toes together. Hands to heart center. Finding your sounded breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. And this doesn't have to be overly dramatic. It's just a tiny sound. On your next inhale, reach the arms up as high as you can. As you exhale, fold forward, come all the way down, bend your knees here if you need to. As you inhale, come to a halfway lift, lengthening forward. And as you exhale, ground through the palms, step or float your feet back into a plank position. Let's take an extra breath in here. And if you need to, you can bring your knees down first. Otherwise, lower down into the bottom of your push-up or right to your belly, Chaturanga Dandasana. As you inhale, point your toes, lift into upward facing dog. And the alignment here, ideally your shoulders are directly over your wrists. And your knees are lifting up off the mat, so you're going to hold this for one extra breath, just finding that alignment. This should feel really good, no tension in the low back. And as you exhale, you can press back any way you like into downward facing dog. In your downward dog, begin to pedal out the legs, moving your hips gently from side to side, just finding out where there may be some tension. And rather than trying to force that out or force it to reconfigure, we're just going to be aware of it. Yoga is not meant to be forceful. Take one more sounded breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes, bending your knees. And on your next inhale, you can step or float your feet together to the top of your mat, lengthening forward halfway up. And exhale, bow forward once again. Inhale, sweep the arms high, reaching up, palms come together overhead. And exhale, the hands back to heart center. Once again, inhale, reach the arms up. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, ground through the palms, step or float back, come into a plank, and then push the floor away from you as you lower down to Chaturanga or right to your belly. Point the toes, inhale the shoulders over the wrists into upward facing dog, and exhale to press back, downward facing dog. Just breathe here for one. Sounded breath, two. Three. Sounded breath, four. And on your next exhale, you can come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet together to the top of your mat. Halfway lift here. And exhale to fold. Inhale, lots of energy rising up to stand. Palms come up overhead. And exhale the hands to heart center. Last time, inhale, lifting your arms up. And as you exhale, you can start to fold yourself forward, coming all the way down. Inhale to lengthen up halfway. As you exhale, ground through the palms, step or float back, high plank position, and lower all the way down to your Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale back into downward facing dog. This time, inhale and take your right leg up as high as it will go. If you need to bring the left knee to the mat for a little bit more support, that's fine. Take that right leg up as high as it will go. Big deep breath in. And then start to bend your right knee and just open up your hip, reaching the right foot to the left side of the room. Be sure to keep your shoulders square, palms grounding. Let's take a nice deep breath here. And step the right foot forward between the thumbs. You may need to walk your hands back to either side of the right foot so that you can ensure that your right knee lands over the ankle. Keep the left heel lifted, finding runner's lunge. Sounded breath here. And then start to open up your right arm to the ceiling. So you're coming into a little bit of a twist. Sounded breath in. Sounded breath out. And you can start to circle that right arm, making big circles or small circles, whatever's most appropriate for your body this morning. Circling that arm all the way back down to either side of the foot, both hands landing down beside your right foot. And then stepping back into plank. Press the floor away from you, lower down to your Chaturanga. Point the toes, inhale to your upward dog. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Deep breath in. Sounded breath out. And as you inhale, take your left leg up as high as it will go. Begin to bend your left knee and open up your hip. Once again, squeeze the inner arms to keep your shoulders square. And we'll breathe here. Nice deep breath. On your next inhale, step your left foot forward between the thumbs, coming into your runner's lunge position. Left knee directly over the ankle. Right heel lifted. Inhale with sound. Exhale with sound. Finding your balance, lift your left arm to the sky, start to open up for your twist. And of course, you can start to rotate your arm one direction and the other direction. Take one more sounded breath here. And lightly bringing the hands back down to either side of the foot. Big step back, inhale to plank. And exhale, lower yourself down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. From this position, start to walk your hands back towards your feet. So now you're walking towards the back of your mat. The feet should still be hip distance apart. Once you arrive here, keep the knees soft. And we'll inhale to lengthen up halfway. Exhale, reach down to catch opposite elbow or opposite forearm, and we'll just hang down in a ragdoll position. Breathing here for one. Sounded breath for two. And then very slowly release your arms. Roll yourself up vertebrae by vertebrae, coming to the very top of your mat, stepping forward and bringing the feet together. From here, we'll bend the right knee and take the right heel up anywhere along the inner edge of the left leg, except for the knee. We're coming into tree pose, so you're keeping the right knee bent and press the heel into the left leg. Wherever you've landed, just make sure you're not on your left knee. Your right knee's pointing out towards the right, and then when you've got your balance, you can bring your hands together at heart center and breathe. As you inhale, reach the arms up for this one last breath. And exhale to release that right leg. Switch sides, taking your left heel up anywhere along the right leg, off of the knee, of course. Breathing here, finding your balance. If you fall out or you're wobbling, it's okay. Balance postures are not about perfection. Some days we're just a little more off than others. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to develop that skill. Take one more breath to reach your arms up. And then exhale to release. If this is the end of your practice for this morning, then just take a few breaths in child's pose, maybe moving into Shavasana for at least 3 or 4 minutes. Otherwise, we'll continue in just a moment.